Prozac and similar antidepressants. More and more kids and teenagers are taking them for anxiety and depression in this country. Ministry of Health figures released to the Herald under the Official Information Act reveal nearly 15,000 young people aged 18 or under have been prescribed antidepressants in the last year. That's almost twice the number prescribed a year ago. Dr. Hugh Clarkson is a specialist child and adolescent psychiatrist with Auckland's Practice 92. Hello to you, Dr. Clarkson.
Good morning.
Why do you think there's been this big increase? What factors are contributing to it?
Well, I think there's a number. We are intolerant of children and adolescents, anxiety and depression as well we might. So we look around for solutions. Childhood's always been a time of anxieties, and we used to think that adolescence was a time when people went through natural cycles of feeling gloomy and struggling with the big questions of life, and didn't expect that a lot of teenagers would feel okay all through their adolescence. But these days we're pretty quick to turn to solutions, including medication, and of course
Are we too quick, do you think, Dr. Clarkson?
I think we probably are too quick. The science for the effectiveness of antidepressants in children and adolescents is pretty weak and uncertain. And I think we should be putting our efforts into teaching children and young people to deal with their feelings, because those are then skills they've got for life. I think there may be a role, that there is a role for these medications in some young people, but I suspect the numbers that really need them are probably pretty small, and I'm not sure that the forces that are working to increase the numbers are particularly well based in science or good sense. The drug industry likes to market them.
Yes. What sort of issues are you discussing or dealing with young people, and you know whether you're trying to talk your way through those issues versus medicate?
Yeah, well, I mean, young people have all the same concerns that we all did when we were growing up. Childhood's a time of anxiety. Children are little and the world seems pretty scary to them at times. And as I said, teenagers get to wrestle with all kinds of issues. And also there's a tremendous amount of things they need to master in the world, social relationships and education and the role in the world and just a whole bunch of things. I'm seeing in my practice more teenagers coming looking for medication themselves, and it's quite hard to say no to a teenager who really thinks that actually he's got friends who may be on antidepressants and thinks maybe that'll be a way that I can feel better quickly. And if you say, I'm not sure that's a good idea, they can quickly feel that you're not taking their concerns seriously. So it can be quite a tricky thing, and it's a hard thing for parents to know quite what attitude to take to that as well.
Yes. Hugh Clarkson, I very much appreciate your time this morning, a child and adolescent psychiatrist at Practice 92. Extraordinary figures, aren't they? Ministry of Health released those figures to the New Zealand Herald under the Official Information Act. Nearly 15,000 young people aged 18 or under have been prescribed antidepressants in the last 12 months. 15,000. As Dr. Hugh Clarkson said, he's not sure it's right for all children. It certainly has its place with some. Counselling, obviously, the preferred option there.